Welcome to Daily Plunge. We're in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 11 through 20. It starts off, he says, you know, take heed. Do not forget the Lord your God. But we do, don't we? All the time, we sort of forget God. And he says, you know, when you've eaten your full and are satisfied, you should praise God. We should always be praying prayers of gratitude for all the blessings we have. But he says, be careful that you do not forget the God, failing to walk in his ways that, you know, Moses said that I'm giving to you today. He says, otherwise, when you eat and you're satisfied and you have fine homes and you're all settled down and your herds and your flocks are growing and your silver and gold, your bank account is getting larger, and all you've had is multiplied. Verse 14, then your heart will become proud. You know, this is way back in the book of Deuteronomy, but it pretty much applies to us today, doesn't it? How often do our heads and our hearts swell because we prosper financially and we have bigger homes and we have, you know, bigger job maybe, and our bank account swells, our retirement account swells, and we think, oh, I don't need God. And we become proud and we think that it's our power and our strength and our you know, good looks and our smart brains who've made all this happen, and that we've produced our own wealth, and we have this do-it-yourself, you know, sort of handy pride. He says, you need to remember, who brought you out of Egypt? Who brought you out of slavery? Who led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness? When has God led you through hard and difficult times? That same God is the one who prospers you, and yet have you taken credit for what God did for you, right? And how the God, you know, this is the same God that brought water out of a rock. And he, as he says to them, and it's this God, this is the God who gave you manna to eat, and you didn't even know what manna was. And one of the things to recognize is, just like the Apostles' Creed, God is described by what he does. It isn't just to apply adjectives to him. God is defined by how he fulfills promises. And so he says in verse 8, God gives you the ability to produce this wealth. Don't take credit for it. It is a gift. You know, our brains, our health, our family, you know, everything we have is a gift from God. And it all can be taken like that, right? And so always be thankful for what you have. Have that gratitude. Because if you ever forget and you go off to follow other gods, gods like the name of the ladder of success, a new car, you know, whatever the name of your God is, right? And you worship and you bow down to them. Instead of bowing down and worshiping the one and only true God, then Moses says, I'm going to be a witness against you today. In fact, creation will stand as a witness against you. And just like the other nations that were destroyed before you, you also will be on that rock heap because you've forgotten the one who actually is the foundation of that. And as Christians, we remember the one who brought us out of slavery, out of sin, and brought us into free life. The new life is the Lord God, the God of Jesus Christ, our God. Thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.